heck is going on here? Trying to do it.
Dylan for what city?
Bob Dylan?
Yeah, that's me.
Bob, could I have the number for Fabulous Ferns in St. Paul?
Okay.
Hey, nice concert in Duluth the other day.
Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Let's see, Fabulous Ferns. Okay, here's that number. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Bob's not.
Five.
Bob's not
one,
making
two,
as much money as he used
five,
to.
Huh? Nine,
oh.
To continue the current billing.
Yeah, they got the money here, don't they? Well, not after Jason's last contract, but.
Fabulous Ferns, this is Felice. How can I help you?
Top of the flipping evening to you. Is a manager handy?
Excuse me, sir, I can't hear you very well.
Is there a manager handy?
A manager?
Yes.
Yeah, can you hold just one second?
Sure, thank you.
Okay.
What are they playing? What is this? Muzak? What the hell? They played this in Bar and Grills in 19... Eddie?
Yeah.
Mishki calling.
What's up?
I can't pronounce anything on this menu for the big wine dinner.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't pronounce anything. It's all in another language. Now, do you have to call for reservations on this baby?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Wednesday the 4th, 7 p.m.
Right.
And you can call, and it's a... I take it Sonoma must be the big wine operation coming through.
No, the winery is Sebastiani.
Oh, it is Sebastiani.
Sonoma is the county.
Okay.
It's a county.
And a valley.
Right, it's a valley, like you have Appalachians in France.
Sure. Have you ever had Appalachian wine?
Yeah.
It rots your teeth. Anyway.
Well, no, it makes you do your cousin.
Well, did I mention we're on the air?
No. You didn't.
Okay. Anyway, let me get back. Let me get back to the pronunciation.
My name is Joe Smith. I'm one of the writers for Michael Jackson. He's a big, big beverage guy.
So anyway, so how does it work? Is there just one seating?
There'd be one seating, right.
All right. And all these different meals come with a different kind of wine. Is
Each course is matched to the wine.
Okay, now will you be able to have every one of these courses and every one of these glasses of wine, or are you picking one?
No, you'll have each one.
Oh, my Lord, I'm coming to this one. Okay, and they are to call Ferns and make reservations for the 4th, the day after the election at 7 p.m.
That's right.
Okay, well, I got most of this stuff, but I was reading through it. Dawn had faxed this to me, and I just realized you got to have it phonetically spelled out, because a lot of this stuff, I don't know what languages we're dealing with here. Like, there's this one word that's S-H-I-T.
Shiitake.
Yeah, there it is.
That's a mushroom.
Oh, okay. Yeah, is Mark got a control over there? What, is he just going crazy with this?
No. We just have everything legal on there that you can eat.
Okay. All right. Well... You know, what do you got? You got rides home for these people? I'm looking at one glass of wine, two glasses of wine, three glasses of wine, four. Probably with a meal, that five glasses of wine.
Well, see, that's the point. You eat and do it at the same time.
Right, right. Yeah, okay. All right, well, I edited out the deal about the cousin, so don't worry about that. We had that removed.
Very good.
We can do
you.
That in radio. Thanks, Eddie.
Okay, bye.
Right, see you, buddy. Eddie's the guy at Ferns who the very first time I met him, I walked into Fabulous Ferns, and Eddie comes running up to me. He goes, "Hey, how many Vietnam veterans does it take to screw in a light bulb?" And I'd never met this guy before, and I didn't know what was going on, and he seemed real intense. And I said, I don't know, four? You can't know! You weren't there! You weren't there! You'll never know! And that was the first time I met him. Fabulous Ferns, four blocks west of the St. Paul Cathedral on Selby. Give them a call and go enjoy a bunch of wine and a lot of food you can't pronounce, all right?